It's a beauty. Zeus, seen here as a swan, seducing a woman. A rare oil-on-copper painting from the 16th century artist Lelio Orsi. Auctioned off in Manhattan for $1.6 million. But Leda and the Swan was smuggled into the U.S. through false customs documents. Thursday, at Italy's embassy in Washington, Orsi's Renaissance painting was returned to the Italian people. Italian Ambassador Claudio Bisognero.
Criminals should have no illusion. Italy and the United States are firmly together in this effort and are strongly committed to combating these crimes.
Orsi's artwork wasn't the only treasure. Italy's National Police Force, the Carabinieri, tipped off U.S. Customs agents to six more antiquities, each priceless to Renato Mirico, the embassy's cultural attaché. This double-faced marble is from the first century.
When you are just a lucky day, you put just a young face. When you are not lucky day, you can see just the other part of the sculpture.
Someone ripped these pages from choir books dating back to 13th century churches and monasteries. These ceramic urns, looted from archaeological sites, are some 2,500 years old. Again, Renato Mirico.
So many times these kind of items you can find just broken, but they're really rare. It's just totally intact, especially this one.
Officials link the sculpture and urns to a retired antiquities dealer accused of running an international smuggling organization. The pages were found on a rare book website based in the northwestern state of Oregon. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
On behalf of the United States government and personally, as the granddaughter of immigrants from a small town near Naples, it gives me great pride to return them to you.
In 10 days, the Italian Carabinieri will escort these pieces back to Italy. They'll fly on a cargo plane solely for the artwork as they return to the small villages and the museums where they once were originally displayed. At the Italian Embassy, Carolyn Frasutti, VOA News.